the recording.
Hey. Okay. So anyway, we've got somebody else after joining us.
Yes, it's Angela here. Sorry to be late. I couldn't get in.
Oh, Angela. What can I say? It's Canadian time is a little bit off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello, Angela.
Hello.
Oh.
Well, this is a couple.
So anyway, guys, you know, John of God, as because all of you have been on a tour with me, and John of God, by the way, is not a tour. As far as I'm concerned, is not a tour. It is a totally different experience. It is a two-week intensive. There's 2 days of it that's a tour, and then the rest of it is an intensive spiritual experience. The first 2 days, you arrive on the Friday into Brasilia, and then on the you stay overnight in Brasilia, have dinner. We have dinner and everything else on the Friday night in Brasilia in the hotel. And then on Saturday, we go to see the John Bosco Church, which is a beautiful church made of blue glass. It's absolutely amazing. And we go to the cathedral, which has a beautiful black Madonna. And we go to the Temple of Goodwill. And the Temple of Goodwill is just this amazing temple with an indoor labyrinth. And you walk in that labyrinth, around that labyrinth 3 times. And by the time you get off that labyrinth, you feel your body, your energy, everything has been totally changed and transformed. It is a very transformative experience. It's like walking the labyrinth at Chartres in France. And I believe that I would say that it's even more powerful, the one in Brasilia. It is really, really amazing. It's the most powerful labyrinth I've ever walked. And John of God itself is a life-changing journey. In that once you go, I forgot to say then, and then on the Sunday, we get up and there's a kind of ecumenical church service on the Sunday where people sing and dance. You have no idea what's going to happen on the Sunday morning at the church service. They call it a church service. It's not really a church service. After that, we are going to go to a local village about 20 miles away, and we go to this amazing Brazilian restaurant and we have brunch. And there is all sorts of food, amazing foods at this restaurant. And then after we've had lunch, you have a couple of hours to walk around the village because it'll be your only chance to walk around a real Brazilian village. Because after that, we go back to Abidjania. We're back there for about 5 o'clock in the evening. And the following morning, we start into our whole integration of what happens at John of God. And in the whole casa of John of God, it's built on crystal bed. And underneath, as you walk every day, you're walking on crystals. And so we start off and we take you on a little journey to familiarize yourself with everything that's there. And we talk and answer your questions. There are various things that you will need to do, and that is think about what it is that you want to say to John of God, what you want assistance with, whether you want healing, whether you want spiritual release, whatever it is that you feel that you need in your life. And so you contemplate that for a couple of days, because on Tuesday afternoon, Marina, who is the local lady down there that works with me, is going to sit down and talk with each of you and get an understanding of what it is that you need from John of God in the way of healing or whatever. And she will write that down on a piece of paper with you, or you will write it down on a piece of paper and give it to her. And then on Monday when you go before John, or on Wednesday when you go before John of God, she will translate it into Portuguese for John of God. and John of God will give you his blessing or his answer or whatever it is. He will send you maybe for a spiritual healing. He could tell you come back and see him on Friday. He could tell you to go and have, you have no idea what he's going to tell you. Nobody knows what he's going to tell you until he tells you. And some people, he tells them to come back for healing on Friday, for a spiritual healing on Friday. More people, he tells them, go to Corinth, sit there for a couple of days, and then come back and see me again. So you have no idea what's going to happen. And so that's what happens with him. And then on the Tuesday, we take you to a waterfall where you just get into your bathing suit and you go under the water. And it is a little chilly. And it is a purification experience. And it is very amazing because you feel the whole vibration of your body change. And once you get under the initial shock of the cold water, it is a really wonderful experience. And then we come back, we have some more talks about different things and how we're going to line up. And then on 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning, you leave for to see John of God. And you have no idea whether you will be seen by John of God at 8 o'clock or at 11 o'clock. Because when he arrives in, he will say, I am going to see these peoples first. And it could be if he says the first timers, that means your first line in. If he says second timers, everything in the second timeline is anybody who's been to John of God before. They go to the second timeline. It doesn't matter how many times they've been there, but that's the way it is. And then he'll ask for people who just want to go and have a spiritual operation and not go really before him or anything. They're just going to go in, have a spiritual operation and allow the entities to work with them. And it's amazing because the entities there, when we arrive on the Saturday, we will more than likely book some crystal bed sessions. And on these crystal bed sessions, and the crystal bed sessions are Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there are no crystal bed sessions because they are all reserved for that day for John of God, because he may be sending people who are going before him to go and check on a crystal bed. He could send them for a massage. He could send them for anything. Nobody knows what he's going to send you for when you go before him. So on the crystal beds, my first experience with John of God was on the crystal bed. And when I went in and sat down on the crystal bed or lay down on the crystal bed, I had an experience which I was not even remotely prepared for. And there were so many beings around and so many entities working with me and looking. I thought the room was so crowded with people. And all these entities and beings, and everybody who has been to John of God with me always talks about the entities and the beings that they have experiences with. So, and one of the great things I find for me to relax me and get me into a beautiful space for the healing and everything else with John of God were the crystal bed sessions. And as well, you got used to the entities. And as well, at night while you're asleep, you will find that some people wake up and they find that an entity is working on them, that they can feel certain things happening to them while they're in their bed sleeping. So all sorts of different experiences happen. And you have no idea because what it's going to be, because each person is different. And some people have visions. Some people have, like they're watching a movie. Some people have, they can feel like somebody is pulling at them and working on them. And they have all sorts of different things happen to them. And so that is some of the things that happen before you ever go before John of God. Any questions from anybody? Nobody? Nobody has a question.
Sounds wonderful.
I have a question. It's Dorothy.
Okay.
So we go on the crystal beds before we go to before John of God?
Yep. You can go on the crystal bed on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Okay.
And because the first time you'll see John of God is Wednesday. John of God only works Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay, and is so it only once we can go on the crystal bed, or is it more than
once? Oh, no, you can go every day. I go every day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's very cheap. It's like, I think it's like $17 for 40 minutes.
Okay.
Or it's $17 for 20 minutes. I can't remember which, but it's either $17 for 20 minutes or $17 for 40 minutes. I can't remember which, because I go in and I buy a whole bunch of them at the time.
Okay.
And I buy 40 minute segments. I have found that the best that the hour buying hour segments is a little too long on the bed. 20 minutes is not long enough because you're just getting right into it when the woman tells you you've got to get off the bed. So the 40 minutes for me, and even when I do the crystal bed at home, I do 40 minutes. I found that works best for me. I have done several hour sessions, but I feel that the 40-minute segments are better. I've got more out of the 40-minute segments, you know, and so that's it. But it does prepare you, and the healing starts immediately you arrive there. And the healing, once you get on the crystal beds, you will know that. And then whatever you're, and as you're working with Marina and myself to prepare you for John of God, and as you're thinking and contemplating and writing out the notes of what it is you want healing on, or what it is if you wanted to, like say for example, you felt that you were stuck and that you wanted to be more psychic or something like that, you can ask for that. You can ask for a spiritual awakening of some kind where you feel that you have a block in your life or something like that. You can ask for, people ask for all sorts of different things. People can ask, they ask about things about their marriage, about their partners, about their work. They ask him all sorts of different things, and then you get divine, you divinely get the answer. And and there are some amazing beings, and they tell you every day the main entity that's working with the healing. And so like some days you could have Solomon, King Solomon. More days you could have Dr. Augusto, who was a very famous surgeon in Brazil. You could have Saint Rita. You could have all sorts of different. There's a Dr. Valdivino that comes through, and sometimes he's a specialist in bones and all of that. And I have only experienced this one time where Dr. Augusto started off doing the healings in the morning, and suddenly there was a break in the people going through for 10 or 15 minutes, and there was an announcement to say that they were changing entities because of the people that were coming through. I presume there was a lot of people coming through that needed help with bone problems. And Dr. Valdivino came in as the entity, and they're very different. You can feel the energies and everything else of the different entities that come in to do the healing. Dr. Valdivino is slower because he talks to people, and there's another guy, I can't think of his name off the top of my head now. He looks a little bit like Master Saint Germain, and he has the long little mustache thing and everything else. And he stops, and sometimes he asks for apples for people. He asks for all sorts of different things for people. And one day when I was there, he was so slow, and because he was talking to the people and asking them all sorts of questions. And the next thing he says, and I have just got reprimanded from Dr. Augusto. He told me that I've got to move it on. So all of these different things happen. You have no idea what's going to happen. But people have amazing experiences, amazing healings. And so you go down every morning at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, I go down there about 6:15 and hold a space for you, either hold some seats or hold in the line, because people need to, and that gives you more time to have your breakfast. Otherwise, you don't want to be going down, leaving at 6:15 with me. And so I go down and hold a space where you come about 7:00. And then, depending on what happens when he call your line, say you're the first timers, so all the first timers will go in together, and a Marina goes in with you, and she stands with each one of you with John of God, and she reads out what it is that you're looking for in Portuguese, and he gives her the answer, and she passes the answer to you, and off you go. He'll tell you, come back at 2:00 for spiritual healing, go to the spiritual healing room right now, or he will tell you, come back on Friday, and you know, or he could tell you, come back the following day, Thursday in the afternoon. And there will be different times when he will tell you, or he will tell you, come back next week maybe. And so, in the meantime, what he wants you to do is he wants you to sit in the room called the Current. And the Current is a meditation room. And the reason they call it Current is because it creates an energy. And you're there holding space, energy, for all of the healing entities and everything else that are working with John of God and true John of God. And I find that the Current is, again, amazing place. I've had some of the most amazing visions, amazing experiences and everything else in sitting in Current. And you go in there and you're sitting in meditation for 3-4 hours at a time. And I wear eye shades because it's very hard to keep your eyes closed for 3 or 4 hours. And every time you open your eyes, you break the energy. And people can feel that are sitting alongside of you can feel that you've opened your eyes and broken the energy. And so it, I always tell people. And the other thing that I tell people is when you go in and sit in Current, take your shoes off. Because you're sitting on a bench. Some people bring pillows and that to sit on because you're sitting on a bench for 3 or 4 hours. And the first time I went in there and sat there, I sat on this bench and my butt hurt so bad by the end of the 4 hours. And then I saw that some people were taking their shoes off. When I went in the next day and I saw that people were taking their shoes off and just putting their feet on the ground. And then I suddenly realized, oh, I'm on a crystal grid. And so I took my shoes off, put my feet on the ground, and no more sore butt. The energy
I'm all about my shoes off.
Yeah. The energy was totally different. And my experience was totally different. And when I was back there again last year, I did not wear it. Immediately I get into the Current room and sit down. I put my feet on the ground. And I don't have to. I see people coming there and you think they're going to bed. They have so many cushions and blankets and everything to put under them and behind them and everything else. And really all you have to do is to put your feet on the ground and the energy that flows out of those crystals. There is no pain, no hurt. You can sit there in blissful peace and meditate. And again, all the beings come to you during your meditation. Sometimes you can be watching a movie in your head. You can have a being talking to you. You can have a being giving you an explanation about something. And this can be an angel or it can be one of the masters. It can be, you know, an archangel. It can be anybody. And so these different things happen to you while you're sitting in the Current. I only go to see John of God one time while I'm there. And I go in and I see him. And then he tells me to do whatever it is that I'm going to do. And then you go back 2 days later and you walk into the revision line. Because after he's seen you, after he sent you for your spiritual operation, you've got to go to bed for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And all your food, everything is brought to you. You would sleep for most of the 24 hours. And if you have, and you have to take a taxi back, even though we're only about 1,000 yards from the Posada, you have to take a taxi back. Nobody can walk back because he's afraid of anybody falling or the energy affecting them or anything else. And so because you have stitches, if you have been for a spiritual operation, more than likely you have stitches. And you're not to lift anything. You're not to exert yourself in any way for a week. And the first time I went there, I asked for some work to be done on my respiratory system. And I slept for the whole 24 hours virtually, and other than when they brought me food. And then when I got up, and say it was on the Friday, I walked up, and I'm on my way back from the casa, and I bought a six-pack of water. And I brought it back to where I was staying, and the following day I woke up, and I had all this soreness across my chest, and I was so sore and everything else. And then I was telling Marina what I did, and she gave me the greatest dressing down about why did I do something like that? Did I not understand lifting nothing means lifting nothing? And she said, you should have told me. I would have brought you the water. And because I was sore for 4 days after that. And, you know, when I went back last year and I had another spiritual operation, I knew where they had it operated on. You could feel the stitches. And then the stitches come out a week later, and there's a whole ritual you go through at night. On the sixth night of opening you up for the seventh day, there's a ritual that John of God will give you, or we will give you to go through to let the stitches come out. But nobody is, you have to stay in the bed. No phone, no internet, no anything for that 24 hours. And it's a time of total peace for yourself. And it is absolutely amazing. And the people who do not honor these end up with problems, you know, because these rules are there for a specific reason to allow the beings. And you have beings and the people that are in bed for the 24 hours have all sorts of people working with them in that 24 hours. And so, you know, it is just an unbelievable experience. And then you go back to John of God again. You get up after your 24 hours. And so say, for example, you go to bed at 2 o'clock in the day. You don't get up until 2 o'clock the following day. Then you get up at 2 o'clock. You have your shower. You come out. You can walk up to the juice bar and get a juice or a coffee or whatever it is you want. And then the following day, Friday, say you had your operation on Wednesday, you're in bed all day Thursday, well, half a Wednesday and half a Thursday, and then Friday you go back again, and Friday you go back before John of God for revision. And what he does is he looks at you to make sure that everything is okay, and if you need some additional work, he may say to you, oh, you need some more herbs. And he will give you some more herbs. He may say you need to come back again tomorrow or this afternoon for another spiritual operation. You have no idea what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. And and these are the different things. It's an unknown quantity, but you're in this. The thing that's most important to remember is you're in this major vortex of energy that is absolutely life-changing in every way. You feel so much lighter. You forget all about, I guarantee you'll forget all about the outer world. You won't be thinking about anything to do with work or anything. After 2 days there or 3 days there, you will not even think about the outer world for a moment. Mm-hmm. It is just absolutely life-changing and a wonderful experience. And then on the Saturday and Sunday, you can do some more crystal beds. On the Monday, we go back to the waterfall again. We have some more talks about different things because we're getting more deeply into what is happening with everybody. And some people need a little guidance and counseling because they're struggling with some of the things and the changes that are taking place in their life. And we have a couple of little workshops that we talk on the Monday and Tuesday. We show a couple of movies. And Of course, you can continue there. You can go and get a massage. You can continue with the crystal beds. All of these are available. And then on Wednesday, we go back to John of God again. And then on the Wednesday, you're in the second timeline this time. And so you go through on the second timeline if you want to go see John of God again. If you don't want to go see John of God again, you just go to the cordant. And so you go in there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you come out about noon. You go in again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you come back out at about 5 o'clock in the evening. And you're meditating for all that time and all of these different experiences. This is what I do. I only go to see John of God once. I have some people who go to see John of God twice. And I have some people who want to go for voluntary operation after they've seen John of God one time. And so that's up to each individual what it is that they would like to do. Some people, I tell them, I advise them against doing something that they're thinking about doing. And more people, I say, well, if that's what you want to do, go right ahead and do it. And because it's each, but if I feel a person is not to do something, I will tell them, I don't think this is a good idea. But the ultimate decision is theirs. All I will say is, I don't think this is a good idea for you. Because ultimately it is their decision what it is that they want to do. And, you know, I don't like saying this, or I suppose I really should say it, is I generally write, because the people who go against my wishes end up having, it's not that they go against my wishes, against my advice, they end up having little problems. And it is a very, very sacred place and a very, very sacred experience. So not anything like a tour. Because it's an intensive experience between yourself and spirit. And, you know, and there is a beautiful coffee shop there. And it has all sorts of fruit drinks and smoothies and everything. And then there is a cafe run by a woman called Grania. And she has all sorts of wonderful things. Believe it or not, most of this stuff run in Abidjania are run by Irish people. The restaurant, the fruit bar, Fruities, and Grania's is a restaurant. She's Irish. And most of them just came to visit John of God, and John of God told them they were to stay. And they have stayed. And you'll meet Grania, and you'll get to know Grania because she runs the curtain, the meditation room. She's the one who's in there every day guiding us through what we go through. And so any questions?
I have a question, Dorothy. Like, after you come home, like, say you had, say Master Hilarion was like a big part of your whole experience there. What happens after you like leave there and go back home?
The beings continue to work with you.
The entities and the beings.
Yeah, they will continue to work with you if you continue to ask them. But it's up to you. Solomon, I work a lot with Solomon since I first met him in Abidjania. And he's very prevalent in my life. And you get all sorts of advice. You can talk to them. You just talk to them and have an experience. It's the same as you can talk to Hilarion and ask him all sorts of questions. I talk to Hilarion. Hilarion is very, very active right now in a lot of people's lives, as is Master Saint Germain and Mother Mary and Kuan Yin and Mary Magdalene. All of these are really, really active in the world at the moment. And even now, before you ever go there, you could start talking to Master Hilarion tonight. It might take you a couple of days, but he will. If you keep talking to him, he will answer you. Mm-hmm. This is my experience. But it's much more intense. I have found that because I got such a deep connection with various masters and entities while I was on the crystal bed and in the current room, that when I came back, I had a much deeper, and that was like a bonding between the masters and the entities and myself.
Mm.
So
oh.
And that's why it's so very different to a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks,
does that Mark, answer your question?
Finbar, could
yeah.
you just... I'm sorry.
That's
yes,
okay.
Matthew?
Yes. I've heard a variety of things about spiritual surgery. Can you describe what your understanding of what happens?
Well, what happens is that you have an operation,
mm-hmm.
and it is like you are asleep. Like when you go into the when he sends you off in for a spiritual operation, you go into this room, you sit down on the bench, and I have no idea how long I have sat on that bench. And suddenly somebody tells you it is time to go now. And you're sitting there and you get up and you can feel yourself maybe a little wobbly. You can feel like half asleep. You can feel the different energies, and that's why when you go home and go to bed and stay there for the 24 hours, and you could turn in a certain way and suddenly feel a tightness or a soreness or something. And if, like, say, on my, because of me, and I ask about the respiratory, I felt it right across my chest. Mm-hmm. And I could feel it, and the same this year when I went back, or last year when I went back, and I asked for the operation, and I knew exactly where they were going to operate on me, and I could feel the tenderness and the soreness there, and I felt it there for 5 days. And
so
more
what,
people...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, when so there's an incision using some kind of energy, and then
yep.
you know physically removing something with a hand, and then it's closed with what kind of sutures or what are you? Or,
well, I don't know that you don't see, you
yeah.
don't see. There's no marks on the outside
right.
of your body. You can only feel them inside.
Yeah.
Now, when John of God does a physical operation on a person on the stage, he incisions. He put, like, I have seen him cut people's breasts. I have seen him stick a tool up a person's nose. Some of this stuff is it's tough to watch.
Yeah.
But he doesn't wear any gloves.
Right.
He doesn't. He just gets a needle and thread and stitches the person up after he has done the operation on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have talked to two people who he did physical operations on the stage on.
Yes.
And they just said that, you know, even though he cut them and everything else, and the one he stuck this tool, which was about 6 inches long, up this guy's nose.
Yes.
And he said they didn't feel anything. All they feel is a little sensation.
Yeah.
But they have no,
amazing.
Absolutely no memory or feeling of being hurt or of him cutting. And the other amazing thing is, like when he'd cut a person's breast and he'd go in and he'd pull something out.
Yeah.
And cut it off. And there's virtually no blood.
Right.
This always amazes me that there's virtually no blood.
Yeah.
And he did an operation on himself on stage live one day. He had a stroke and he was paralyzed on one side, but when he came in and sat on his chair and the entities worked through him, he could move his hands and everything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was a stroke victim at all. And so in the middle of a session one day, seemingly when he had this stroke, he decided, I've had enough of this. I'm going to do an operation on myself. And he went out, got on the stage, had somebody assisting him, did the operation on himself, cut himself, got somebody to sew him all up, and he came off the stage and he had the perfect use of his hands and everything again.
Unbelievable.
He just... there was, in the photographs of that I have seen, there was more blood on that than on any operation I've seen happen there.
Okay.
And you know, maybe it was because he wasn't able to hold. Why he had so much blood when he operated on himself, I don't know. But in the pictures,
moral surgeons don't operate on yourself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you have to be under 53 years of age for him to do a physical operation on you.
Oh, really?
And you have to request it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 53 years of age or older, he will not operate on you on a physical. He will only do a spiritual.
Good to know. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. And so that is the whole thing. And then it finishes on Friday. Then we have Saturday to recuperate. And then on Saturday evening at 6:30, we leave Abidjania and we head for the airport in Brasilia, which we get there at about 8 o'clock. And the flight out is usually around 10 or 11 o'clock. Most people fly on American, because they have the best times to go in and out of Brasilia.
How far from Brasilia is it?
Abidjania is an hour and a half from Brasilia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, for you, Matthew, the best bet for you would be, because you're coming out of Atlanta, mm-hmm. if you decide to go on it, would be, Delta. Because Delta fly direct from Atlanta.
Right.
If you go on American, you go via Miami.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
So, anything that I've forgotten, or that you would like to? Anything else you would like from me?
I think I'm good.
Well, I have a question. So for people who are not as spiritually attuned as yourself, do they feel the entities, or is that only for people who are really...
No, everybody feels the entities. I have yet to find a person who didn't feel the entities. And it's amazing, the people, even when you're in bed in your room at night, people mm-hmm. talk about the entities. And about the entities working in them, and sometimes the entities wake them up, and all sorts of different. Everybody has a different experience, but they will feel the entities.
Okay. Well, sounds really interesting.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounds like it's a good place to practice patience as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you will. Actually, the thing is that you will not ever be in a hurry. The only time that you will, you know, sort of is to get down in time to be in your line. And as I say, I usually hold a space for people so that they don't have to rush their lunch. I do my lunch a little faster. I eat a little faster and do stuff, you know. And I go down and I hold the line. And so sometimes there's two people, because if we have two lines that we have to hold, somebody, even Marina will then come and hold the other line. And so that's what we do.
Okay.
And it's the same in the morning when you're going into current. Instead of being down there at 6:15 in the morning, if you come down 7:30, I will be there holding the line for you. Mm. So.
Right.
And so that makes it easier for everybody, and then people are not rushed and stressed. And it is, you know, it's a time not to be rushed or stressed. And yes. It's a time of really taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself. Because if you, after you've had the spiritual operation, if you put yourself under too much pressure, or walking too fast, or anything like that, you're only endangering your own health. So the more, and you will be peaceful, as I said, after about 3 days there, you won't be thinking about the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even a car going down the street and it blows its horn is annoying you. How dare they do this and disturb my peace? You know.
Yeah.
So, and the posada we stay in is an amazing posada. They have wonderful food there, and they have fish, and they have beef, and they have I forget what to call that vegetarian thing. I don't eat it. It's the artificial. It's not soy, but there's another one.
Tofu.
What's in it?
Tofu.
Tofu. Yeah, they have tofu, mm-hmm. and they have beef, and they have all amazing array of vegetables every day. And then on Friday night each week, we go out and we have dinner at a restaurant. And so usually book out Grania's restaurant for the night and take everybody up there. And so we go there. And so that gives everybody a break from the food at the posada. But you have breakfast, lunch, it's full board, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the posada.
Okay. What is the climate like that time? Of course, it's going to be just before the Olympics.
It's about 70 degrees.
It's at an elevation. Brasilia is, yeah.
I don't know what the elevation is, Matthew.
It's only 70 degrees?
Yes, maybe 70, 75, 70 to 80.
It's freezing.
No, it's not freezing. No, it's not.
That's
it's
freezing,
Kendall. If you're living in Phoenix, that's freezing, yeah.
It's lovely. It is really, really very lovely.
So it's winter weather. It's all relative.
Yeah, you don't feel cold there, actually.
Bertie, you like it cool. What are you talking about?
I like what?
You like it cool. You won't need an air conditioner in the room or anything.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does everybody have their own room, or do we have
everybody roommates? Has their own room. Everybody's in an individual room.
Oh, Atlanta, what will we do?
The reason for having their own room is because if you had a spiritual operation and your roommate didn't have one, the roommate would be disturbing you.
Mm-hmm. My roommate doesn't ever disturb me. She's a good roommate.
I know, yes, but she would disturb you if you had a spiritual operation because you're sleeping and she's slobbering around the room. And so,
yeah, drink though.
I'm trying to picture you slobbering around the room, Atlanta. I'm picturing it. Wow, it's not a good picture.
Well, anyway, she's coming in, you know, and she's having,
slobbering around. I know, I got it.
Slobbering around into the bathroom, all of that stuff, you know.
No, she's actually very good.
Oh, I'm not like that, am I?
No, she's not, actually. I will defend you here. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing about it is that the person is disturbing you if they're in the room with you.
Okay, I get it, Laura.
So you do not.
We're just making light of the situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we're such wonderful roommates together, the two of us. Yes.
That is fantastic.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, well, thank you very much for this, Sindelar.
No problem. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you all soon. I'll see you in Phoenix shortly.
Right. Okay, very good.
Great talking to everybody.
Eagerly awaiting your arrival.
Okay.
Right. Okay,
good night.
Take
night,
care.
Angela.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night,
Angela.
Bye-bye.
Hi.